If you want to turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to ask if you would to stand for just a moment as I read a few verses from 1 Timothy chapter 1. And I want to read beginning in verse 1 down through verse 5. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than godly edifying which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time. Bless these few moments we have together. May the scriptures be real and pertinent and applicable to us. May we receive them as such. And Lord, will you use this time to work in our hearts and to make us more like the Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to look very briefly at verse 5. Let me read it to you again. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Here, Paul is giving Timothy some instruction as a young minister, and he's guiding him in his charge. He's left him there for a reason. And he's talking about what I'm going to call here the threefold goal of God's Word. In other words, if Timothy is faithful in ministering effectively the Word of God, these three goals will be accomplished in the lives of the people to whom he ministers. The first one is love out of a cleansed heart. That little phrase. Now the end or the goal literally of the commandment is charity or love out of a pure or cleansed heart. When we talk about the heart, we're talking about that inner person, I think, in this passage, what we might call the real you. Not what maybe you always see externally, but what's really taking place on the inside. The word cleansed here is a word that means to be purified or to be made clean. We speak sometimes of a surgery or a procedure where there's a catheterization, there's a cleansing, there's a purifying that takes place. And really, when you think about it, unless that purifying takes place in our lives, we're never going to end up where this is talking about, which is that we're to have love, a sacrificial sort of love, a Christ-like giving of yourself. Now, these three goals that are mentioned here are really pretty basic and pretty simple, but they're in one regard very profound. You think about it. How many people do you know that genuinely have a love that is exhibited in their lives, or we could say controlling their lives, that comes forth out of a heart that has been cleansed or made pure? That's the only way you're going to have that kind of love. It's only as you are clean before God and really the Spirit of God is working in you and through you that you're going to be able to love with the kind of sacrificial love that Christ loved. Think about it. There are a few problems in marriages that could not be solved if there was that kind of love there. There are very few issues in churches that would not be solved if people loved each other like Christ loved us. And all of this comes as the Word of God is received into our lives and the Spirit of God does His work in our lives. It produces a love, a sacrificial love that flows out of a heart that has been cleansed by the Lord. There's a second goal in here, and that is not only we're to love out of a cleansed heart, but we're to have a good conscience. We speak of our conscience, we're talking about what we might call our moral scruples or that inner compass that God gives to us. The Holy Spirit often pricks when we violate the Scriptures or the spirit of the Scriptures. And when he talks about having a good conscience, he's talking about really that which is beneficial or healthy or balanced or clear. You know that many, many believers, who, although they know Christ personally and have experienced salvation, they cannot honestly say, hey, I have a clear conscience. There are things that we allow to creep into our lives that we need to address and deal with and put them under the blood and receive forgiveness for those things that we allow to kind of stack up. Pretty soon the Spirit of God is grieved or quenched in our lives, and that work of God is brought to a halt or certainly stymied in some way because our conscience is not clear. We do not have a good conscience. Wonderful thing about the Lord is no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, if you honestly will humble yourself and come before Him and confess your sin and forsake it, He's promised that He will forgive you and He will cleanse you. You can start all over. Maybe you've been away from the Lord for some time, and even though you're in church tonight, or maybe you've been coming to church on a regular basis, but even in your heart you've been away from the Lord, and there's a need for you to have some cleansing to take place so that you can indeed have a good or a clear conscience before the Lord. By coming to the Lord tonight, you can have all of that taken care of. You can have a fresh start. There are no stains on the pages of tomorrow. And one of the goals of the ministry of the Word of God in our lives is that we might have a good conscience. And then thirdly, that we might have what we'll call genuine faith. It says, and of faith unfeigned. The idea of faith here is our spiritual relationship, or our spiritual walk with God. That we have a vibrant relationship with Him that is based upon faith, that we walk in faith and we're enriched by our relationship with the Lord. And it is to be genuine, or the idea of unfeigned here is without hypocrisy. No pretense. No sense of feigning it or faking it, pretending everything was okay in our lives when in reality it's really not okay. You know, you don't have to pretend. You can come to the Lord and have things put back in order, and there can be a richness and a vibrancy and a joy and a jubilance about your walk with God. And you know that things are right between you and God, and that there's that richness that's there. Now, all of this takes place as we allow the Spirit of God to take the Word of God and to minister to us, and we receive it freely. And we act upon it, or we obey it. Most of the time, as a pastor, when you wind up dealing with people and they're struggling, maybe they're a little guilty or feel depressed or discouraged or whatever, and finally they muscle up enough courage to come and talk to someone and to try to understand what's going on in their lives, I would say most of the time it's rare for me to tell them something that they don't already know. They know there's some issues they need to deal with. They know there's a broken relationship that needs to be resolved and straightened out, and there needs to be forgiveness extended, or perhaps they need to be willing to go and request forgiveness from someone. It's not that you don't know what's going on. It's that rather than allowing the Word of God to minister in our lives, we've cut it off in some way. It's not been able to accomplish its goal. And as Paul is challenging Timothy here, what he's doing, he's saying, look, if you will be faithful in ministering the Word of God to the lives of people that have been entrusted to you, then these goals will be accomplished and there will be a richness in the lives of the people underneath the ministry of the Word of God. That's true tonight as well. I just simply say, as I share these few thoughts tonight, you don't have to fake it. You don't have to simply go through the motions, pretending everything is okay when you know deep down in your heart it's really not. You don't have to be worried about what someone's going to say about you or what someone's going to think about you or how they might view you. You don't have to worry about any of that, because if you will just allow the Word of God to minister richly to you, everything can be put in order. You know, you think about it. If you have a clean heart that is exhibiting love, the love of Christ to others, if you have a good conscience, a clear conscience, there's nothing when you put your head on your pillow at night, there's nothing at all that you regret, there's nothing at all, no tinge of conscience at all. And then if you have a sincere, genuine faith that is vibrant, that even those that are within your household, as they look upon you, they see a genuineness about you. Those are simple things. Those are wonderful things. Those are rich things. Those are things that a lot of people that go to church every Sunday really don't have in their lives. But they can. And you can tonight too. Let me read the verse again to you. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. My challenge to you tonight is to allow the Word of God to minister to you richly. And these goals or objectives that Paul writes here to Timothy can be yours. They can be operable in your life on a daily basis. There can be a richness and a depth and a joy and a vibrancy about your walk with God that really very few people have today. But it's available to you. Let's pray. Lord, I pray tonight that what is described in this passage of Scripture would be true of our lives. We don't want to fake it. We don't want to pretend that everything is okay when it's really not. Lord, we want to walk with You. We want to love You. We want to love others. Lord, we want to be able to rest with peace in our hearts and in our marriages and in our families and in our lives. And we want there to be a genuineness about us. So we ask the Lord that You might do a deep work in our hearts this evening. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.